107.7 The Island, your station for real music variety. Robin Mays with Voice for Companion Animals just made a sound that every human makes when they come in from the snow. It's snow all week. What's going on here?
Snow is cold. It's cold.
Look, I Grand Island is a fine island. I just prefer more tropical ones. That's all. I'm not being critical, but...
You want to be on a beach somewhere?
Absolutely.
With a little drink with an umbrella?
Absolutely. With all of you. And this studio. There's no complaints, but if we could pick this whole organization up and go somewhere
that
tropical.
Can happen.
Can you make that happen?
Sure. Let me clear out a spot on the Platte.
If you could make that happen, there's a little bit of money in it for you.
Oh, let me think about what island.
Oh, it just doesn't matter.
Huh. No, probably not.
I don't think
Fantasy
so.
Fantasy Island.
Fantasy Island. That's where I live every day. I'm thankful that you braved the weather to come in.
Yes. I was telling my husband Sunday night at about 11 o'clock. I said, you need to go outside. And he's like, why am I going outside? I said, you need to go outside because it's 10 degrees and this is the highest it's going to be until Thursday.
Yeah. Enjoy the warmth.
Yeah. He didn't.
The relative warmth.
Yeah. No humor. He didn't find the humor.
I was thinking that it probably isn't wise to bring an animal in this kind of cold.
So. We did not. Everybody is staying with blankets and warm and food and water. And
good.
No, bring in somebody out. It's, you know, it's not like we're on a days long travel or anything like that. Just down the road, but no, they can stay in.
It does seem like it would be upsetting for a short period just to bring them out.
Well,
the
cold blast is, yeah, the cats are like not having it. And our husky got adopted. Otherwise, she'd be all over it. Her adoption pictures.
That's fantastic.
She's having a blast.
They're all so special, aren't they?
Yeah.
I'm just becoming aware after years of saying, oh, there's something special about her. There's something special about that dog. I love this cat. I realize, man, they're all special.
They are. And we just, on Sunday, we watched Blackjack, our boxer mix that isn't even a year old yet. He's headed out the door for a foster to adopt. And they've been sending pictures that he seems very grateful to have his family. So maybe he knew about the weather, too. I'm not sure. But he's in a home with kids and people and other dogs. So he's going to learn, and that's where he should be.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Who wants to be, we have a great building. I'm not saying that, but who wants to, dog-wise, be in a dog run when you can be on a bed?
Yeah. I mean, I totally get it. It's hard to put into words. The shelter is great. But they're in with, it's a little bit like prison.
Yeah, it's great. It's, you know, we always say we're there to make their life better, but we're not the best. The best is the home.
Way to state that.
It's like stair steps. We're a step up and a warm, safe home. You know, we say every animal deserves a home, but not every home deserves an animal.
Yeah.
So that's the challenge.
And the attention that they're going to get in a home with an owner is, no offense to you, it must be more direct and personal.
It is. And they may be gone, but they sleep there at night, and you may not be giving them attention while you're sleeping, but they know they're there. They know you're there.
Yeah.
And there's a different contentment. I know you who you are, and I know you're my person now. So it's great when it works out great, especially like with Tally and Blackjack, and we just adopted out Marshmallow and Hoka.
Oh, Marshmallow.
Marshmallow is spoiled.
That's a beautiful. They're all so special.
Yeah. And last week I brought, who did I bring last week? Our smoke coat. Our smoke coat kitten. With the white fur underneath. Oh, Kavina.
Yes.
Yes. And she's still at the building, but, you know, it's a cat, and we don't really put cats in cages unless they're kittens with, you know, they need to have a health issue or we're trying to keep Blackie away from the kitten food kind of thing. But right now she's running around. But yeah, those guys are spoiled with their blankets. And
I always attach pictures to the blogs every week. Those blogs should never go away. If you want to go to theisland.com and scroll down through all of my blogs, and at the very bottom, it should say show more. You could see pictures of all of these animals we've been talking about.
Because we've been doing this over a year.
Yeah, I can't remember when we started.
It's over a year, because I remember braving the elements a year ago.
Yeah.
But, oh my gosh, yeah. Anytime you kind of shake your head and say, gosh, is this like a teaspoon in the ocean? Are we making a difference? You look at your blog section, and it's like, oh gosh, yes. Yes, I remember this one.
It's very, very special.
And you look at Red, our red healer that, health-wise, we weren't sure we'd have him for months, and we've had him be a year in, or 2 years.
It's beautiful,
2 years
isn't it?
In May. And someone donated a sheepskin blanket. So that's his. We all know it's his. So he goes between someone donated the sheepskin blanket and somebody made him a tie blanket with rainbow colors. So he varies between which one's in the wash. You know, it's like your favorite will be one's in the wash, so you better have another one ready. So
I love it.
But he's nice and toasty. So this is when we knock on wood, and we're thankful for the Middleton Electrics, the Jerry sheet metal that keep us warm and safe and dry.
It's beautiful. Voice for Companion Animals is a nonprofit based out of GI, striving to keep pets in their home with their caring owner. They also have amazing pets available for adoption. And this portion of the huge broadcast is brought to you by Pro Team Designs.
Friends, man, one man party in the morning. Waking up with Franz Man, one man party in the morning on the island.
For all your screen printing and embroidery needs, free quotes and superior service, Pro Team Design. Check them out on Facebook or proteamdesign.com. Have you been to Pro Team on Old Fair Road?
We have. They just finished a week or two ago our second and last round of swag bags that we, every adoption going forward is getting a swag bag with our logo and 107.7 The Island logo and Pro Team's logo.
Awesome.
Inside, once the adoption process and they're walking out the door, they get a nice toasty blanket and medical records if they want them printed. Treats. They're pretty soon we'll have their food in here too, some sample food. And somewhere in here is one of the favorite toys of Axel that's still available for adoption is a lammy, which if you have a dog, you know what a lammy is. But yeah, our swag bag is done. They're in different colors.
Can you hold that up? I got to get a picture of that.
Okay, did everybody on radio see it? I'm going to get the treats out. There we go.
Pro Team Design does great work. The strap is covering the logo, Robin.
Oh, sorry. God, so hard to find good help these days. Where's Laura? I'm fired.
Inside Pro Team Design is as impressive as I imagine in my head, with machines everywhere.
Yes.
The smell of ink.
The smell of ink. The smell of sweat, because it's, you know, presses, it's hot in there. But yeah, they've got these done for us, and we've got several different colors of the bags, and I can't decide if I like the red or yellow the best.
The yellow really pops with your logo.
With the logos, yeah. And we needed something bright and cheery with this crap weather.
I've asked you in the past, if somebody wants, you always have nice sweatshirts that have your logo on it, and now the tote bags and the band animals from Pro Team Design. If somebody wants to just outright purchase.
Absolutely. We will make you a deal.
Yeah, good.
We will make you a deal. If we run out, that means that they are getting out there. That either means if we're running out of bags, we have adoptions, or people want them. So yeah, we'll make you a heck of a deal.
A good problem to have.
It's a great problem to have.
Robin, thanks.
Very cool.
Thanks for everything that you do.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks for braving the weather.
Yeah, Mother Nature's just angry, isn't she?
She ain't playing. She ain't playing this year.
She says, I'm in charge and don't you forget it.
She's got her hands on her hips. She's like, I'm just getting started, brother.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way she talks.
That's the way she talks? Well, that sounds like her. And I'm not messing.
Sister.
Sister.
I'm a very intelligent person.
Waking up with Fransman, one man party in the morning on the island.